The first Western country to get hit with a major outbreak of COVID-19 was also the first country in the world to impose a nationwide lockdown. 1 year and more than 100,000 deaths later, there is now a third wave in Italy. And NPR's Silvia Pajoli reports on the start of another lockdown.
With a sixth consecutive week of rising infections, the new prime minister was quick to act. On Friday, Mario Draghi thanked Italians for their infinite patience, but said new restrictions are needed.
Il ricordo di quel che è accaduto la scorsa primavera è vivo.
The memory of what happened last spring is vivid, and we'll do everything to prevent it from happening again, Draghi said. I'm aware of the consequences for children's education, for the economy, and he added, also for the psychological state of us all. The COVID surge is widely attributed to Italians lowering their guard, especially young people not wearing masks, and people congregating in large numbers before a 10 p.m. curfew. Starting today, all non-essential businesses and schools are closed for 3 weeks in most of Italy. People are allowed to leave their homes only for work, healthcare, or emergency reasons. For Easter, restrictions will be extended nationwide. Over the weekend, Italians took advantage of their last days of freedom. At noon in Rome's Piazza San Lorenzo in Lucina, cafes were packed. People sipped aperitivos and espressos. The area was crowded with window shoppers. This elegant boutique had many customers, and manager Paola Albanozzo was stoic about the lockdown.
We are very worried by restrictions because we have to close the shop, and it is a very good period for us to work. It's the start of the season. But of course, I understand that if it is necessary for our health, we agree.
Throughout Italy, scores of businesses have shut down. 13% of Italy's GDP is based on tourism, which has been at a standstill over the last year. That was starkly evident in Rome's majestic Piazza Navona. On a sunny Saturday morning, only a few people wandered alongside the fountains. Cafes here cater to tourists, but tables were empty. The manager of Café Domiziano, Francis Perez, said his employees are on government-funded furloughs or work just 2 hours a day. He pointed sadly to green tufts growing between the cobblestones.
If nobody walks here, grass starts growing. My heart cries to see Navona like this.
Across Italy, the mood is melancholy. Tessa Weichmann lives in Lucca. During last year's lockdown, she says, Italians rallied with solidarity, concerts on balconies and rainbows painted on windows.
The reality of it is that this time there are no rainbows. There is no singing. We're all waiting for the layoffs that have been postponed. And we're all waiting for the vaccine.
Prime Minister Draghi has set a goal of 80% of the population vaccinated by end of September. A faster vaccination program, he says, is the only way to end the pandemic. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.